Picel, pull back. His master's change angling.
As you say, I shall visit again on the morrow.
The old man hurriedly gathered up his things and took his leave. Ned had little doubt that he was bound straight for the royal apartments, to whisper at the Queen.
I thought you had best know.
Indeed. As if Cersei had not instructed him to pass along her father's threats. He hoped his response rattled those perfect teeth of hers. Ned was not near as confident of Robert as he pretended, but there was no reason Cersei need know that. When Picel was gone, Ned called for a cup of honeyed wine. That clouded the mind as well, yet not as badly. He needed to be able to think. A thousand times he asked himself what John Aaron might have done had he lived long enough to act on what he'd learned. Or perhaps he had acted, and died for it. It was clear how sometimes a child's innocent eyes can see things that grown men are blind to. Some day, when Sansa was grown, he would have to tell her how she had made it all come clear for him. "He's not the least bit like that old drunken king," she had declared, angry and unknowing, and the simple truth of it had twisted inside him cold as death. This was the sword that killed John Aaron, Ned thought then, and it will kill Robert as well. A slower death, but full as certain.